Are you ready? You're ready? What can you do to be ready? Know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, right? How many times can you die physically? Only one time. It makes no difference how we die, does it, brother? We're still going to win. We're going to win. I mean, if they blow us apart with a nuclear blast, or we get blown away with a storm or whatever, you know, God's still in control. And, of course, I will tell you a story right now. When I know the man personally that told me this, and he is a great man of God, and he came right here to this church. And, well, this man that came here the other day, he came back. He goes to church here quite often when he can, because he got healed here too, and he loves being healed. Now, he's in his late 50s, I'm sure, somewhere in that neighborhood. But this man had been down in his back for years, and he came here and got healed. And so he loves us. Him and his mother come out real regular, but he was here the other day telling me. He said, I have to tell you a story. He said, we're up in Joplin. He said, Thurman, you talk about how God's in control of everything. And he said, you know, he said, I'm beginning to really get that, how God's really in control of everything that happens. I even taught a series here a while back. I said, God even controls the stoplights. We may think we're doing it, but he's in control of the stoplights. So he is a contractor, and he works all over. He's been down in Houston, you know, after the devastation. Now he's got five crews in Joplin, Missouri. That little 7 mile long by 1 mile wide just destroyed 35 churches in Joplin, as well as everything else. Anyway, he said, you know, I've heard you talk about how God's in control of everything and how nothing catches him by surprise, how he's running the show. And he said, when I went to Joplin, he said, one of the shopping malls they gave me and my crew to clean up, he said it was a pretty good size shopping mall, and it was set back off the road, you know, because all the parking was out front. And he said, when I went in there and we started hauling off all the debris and everything, he said, I looked and on the far end, there was one building on the end that was completely intact. Didn't have a broken glass. The doors were not damaged. The roof was not damaged. He said, now, it was the first building on the end, and then it had a partition wall that went to the rest of the buildings. Said the partition wall was still standing without a crack in it, but from this on this side of the partition wall forward, everything else in the shopping center was completely destroyed. There wasn't another thing left standing. Nothing. But here's one building. It had not lost electricity, had not lost water, sewer, or nothing. The people had not had to shut down not one single day. Their operation was still, their employees were there the next morning after the storm, and the building was totally intact. They opened the door, went in, the building's totally, completely intact with nothing damaged. My question was, who does that building belong to? He said, Hobby Lobby. Now, does anybody know anything about Hobby Lobby? Hobby Lobby, the CEO of Hobby Lobby, he is a great Christian man. In fact, when I went and talked at Bill Gothard's conference down at Big Sandy, and we got to make two teachings. You may have heard God's Power and How to Get a Lost Person Saved. A lot of people say that's two of the best teachings I've ever done. But if you haven't listened to those, you might listen to those, because you really can get people saved with that, How to Get a Lost Person Saved. We only have them on CD. When I was down there with Bill, I asked him how he acquired this tremendous place. It's 23 or 26 three-bedroom beautiful houses on this property. There's a hangar there. There's a runway. You know, they have their own airport. There's like 26 acres or, no, it was more than that. It was a whole bunch of, it was 126 or something. I forget how big it was. But it was a tremendous piece of property, and it had all these buildings. I mean, big buildings. And some of them would hold thousands of people. And Bill said, well, whenever the Worldwide Church of God's pastor, Armstrong, died, well, the thing began to fall apart. And they owned all that. So they tried to sell it. And it was appraised at $43 million or $46 million. Well, nobody got that kind of money that wants to buy something like this. He said, when we finally found it, they had the price down to like $20 million. You know, they cut it half in two, or more than half in two. But he said, we didn't have $20 million. He said, the property was perfect for us. It's exactly what we needed. But when we found out they wanted $20 million for it, I said, wow, we don't even have close to that kind of money. They said, well, how much money do you have? He said, well, We have 1 million. And they said, forget it. We ain't going to let you have this property for no $1 million. So he said, well, Lord, we need that piece of property. So said one day, the CEO of Hobby Lobby, he was talking with him about something, and he asked him if he needed anything. He said, well, we'd like to buy this piece of property down here in Texas, you know, but said they want $20 million for it, and said, we don't have the kind of money. So Hobby Lobby went down there and talked with these men and finally got them to let him buy the place for $9 million. Now, he's got the money. He's got the cash. He said, I'll give you $9 million for the place. And so they finally decided, okay, we'll sell it to you for $9 million, but you have to have the, signed a contract, but said the money has to be here by 4 o'clock this coming Friday. He said, no problem. We'll make sure it's here. So, no problem. Well, that next few days, some business executive from Dallas learned about this thing, and he went down there and flew down there in his airplane, and he looked at it, and he said, I'll give you $15 million for this place. Well, they said, we'd love to take it, but we have a signed contract that expires 4 o'clock Friday afternoon. Now then, if they don't come through with the money by 4 o'clock, you got it for $15 million. You know, of course, naturally, that's $6 million more, so they wanted all the money they could get. Well, Bill said him and his team was down there, and 3:30 came, and the money was not there. He said, if there was ever a time we prayed diligently, it was today. See, we really don't trust God, do we? I mean, it's a good time to pray, okay, but it's a good time to pray every day, right? 3:45, 3:50. These people are sitting there thinking, we're going to get that other $6 million. This guy, Hobby Lobby, whoever he is, he ain't going to show up with that money. He's got 5 minutes, and a courier truck pulls in, and there's their check. They got 5 minutes left, and there's their check for $9 million. Bill said, I was never so relieved in my life. So then the CEO of Hobby Lobby came and told him, okay, I tell you what, I bought the property now. You said y'all had $1 million? And Bill said, yes. He said, well, with that million, you can renovate the buildings and get it where you know, you can use it. He said, you go ahead and spend your $1 million, and then we'll come up with some kind of a good plan at the end of the year. So Bill didn't know what they were going to do, but he spent his million. And he renovated the buildings and everything, and then at the end of the year, the CEO of Hobby Lobby came down and said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. You give me a $1 bill, and I'll give you the place. Now, you want to know why Hobby Lobby's building didn't get tore up in Joplin? Y'all understand? This man blesses Christian organizations. He don't just do this for Bill Gothard. He does this for all kinds of Christian organizations. And there's no telling how much money Hobby Lobby has blessed the kingdom of God with in its life. But this man serves God. Now, the Word of God has a whole lot to say about these kind of things. A whole lot. It revolves around healing, too. You know, there's a lot of things that we have to do to walk in divine health. When God gave me this job to teach His people what causes them to be sick, when He told me what it was, I said, Lord, what makes your people sick? He said, sin. I said, Lord, sin makes us sick? I thought, wow, you're going to have to show me that in the Word. You know, I said, Lord, I'm a Southern Baptist at that time. I said, Lord, we don't never talk about healing, never. And I said, you know, if I have to start teaching that sickness and sin or go hand in hand, I said, they're going to throw me out of the Baptist church. They don't believe that. Well, God started me off with a good one. In 1986, here is a man that's 42 years old, and he goes to church every time the doors open. 42. This man is married to a beautiful little lady, and both of them ride bicycles thousands of miles a year, and they eat health food and everything else. And when you look at the two of them, they are as perfect physically as any couple I ever saw in my life. Not 1 ounce of fat on either one of them. And they come to church every Sunday. Now, I see them in Bible study Sunday morning. I see them at church service at 11 to 12, and I see them back on Sunday night. Now then, if you see somebody in church those three times, every time the doors open, every Sunday, would you classify them as pretty good Christians? Normally you would think so, wouldn't you? I mean, if you'd asked me who's one of the best Christians in the church, Ed and Ruthie Bach would have been right up on top of my list. Because I knew lots of people that were pretty good Christians, but I only saw them once or twice a month. Some people don't even believe you have to go to church to serve God. And, of course, I get letters from people all the time saying, Thurman, you're absolutely wrong. They don't have to go to church to worship God. The church building is not the church. I think to myself, I wonder if these people really think I'm that dumb. Do they really think I don't know what the church really is? Yeah, I know what the church really is. This is the church. But when God wants you to be in a building together, why do you think He wants you together somewhere and have church? He knows the flesh. And if you don't get into a church building with somebody and y'all talk about the Word of God and read the Scriptures together, chances are you're going to find something else to do. If you're sitting there and it's Sunday afternoon and you think, well, I didn't go to church today, I guess I ought to read my Bible, and a little thought comes to your mind, but your favorite TV show's on this afternoon. Okay, well, I click and we turn that on. I got my Bible open in my lap, but I'm so interested in my TV program, I'm sure you're going to get something out of the Word, huh? No, you don't get nothing. And then you lay there with your Bible in your lap all day. You might have read one or two words, but I guarantee you don't remember nothing. You'll remember what's on the TV. But you have no idea that if you continue to do that, that's not only going to make you sick, that's going to kill you. Most people don't believe that at all. Well, this man, 42 years old, he is in perfect health. Surely, as a team, they will have to live to be at least 90 or 100. You know, they're just... So it looks like everything's working for them. One day at 42, he got to feeling real bad. And so she took him to the hospital, and the doctors began to check him. And the further they checked, first thing you know, it led to exploratory surgery. They opened him up and looked inside him, done some tests, sewed him back up and said, "We're sorry. You have stage 4 lymphoma, terminal cancer in every organ of your body. There's nothing can be done. You'll be dead in a few weeks." Is that what a man that's gone to church every Sunday, is that what he wants to hear when he's 40 years old? You know, whenever I came in from this out-of-town trip, when my wife told me that Ed Brock had had exploratory surgery and he wasn't doing very well, you better go see him. Well, God had already put me in the healing ministry. You know, I didn't know anything yet, but I'm learning. So he's teaching me. So I go down to the hospital and find his room, and when his wife comes out, I said, "Ruthie," I said, "how's Ed?" She said, "Thurman, he's not any good at all." She said, "He has stage 4 lymphoma, terminal cancer in every organ of his body, and the doctor said there's no hope."
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled "The Power Behind Us is Awesome," or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.